Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
9 years ago, we introduced an idea to the Montana legislature that has since taken wing and grown into a full-blown grassroots movement. The idea? That a one-size-fits-all education model is an outdated and bad idea, and that every child in Montana should be free to find their perfect educational fit. To say it was a novel concept is an understatement. To the educational establishment, it was borderline heresy. But it struck a chord. 2,000 students a year were dropping out of Montana schools, and of those who actually graduated and went on to college, over 30% had to take remedial classes before they could start their normal courses of study. Everyone knew there was a problem, and everyone wanted practical solutions. Everyone, that is, except those charged with maintaining the status quo. Other states were far ahead of us. Nearly every other state had some form of school choice, and people began to ask, why not us here in Montana? There were so many options. Other states had vouchers and charter schools and education savings accounts and tax credit scholarships. Why couldn't we have at least one? But the answer was always no, and not just no, but a resounding no. The public schools promised to do better, just like they always have. They really believe they can be all things to all kids, despite the statistics to the contrary. Since we began this effort, nearly 15,000 kids have failed to graduate, and that doesn't even begin to take into account Montana's Indian schools, where the dropout rate can approach 50%. Thankfully, the legislature began to listen. Bills began to pass that would open up options, and the sponsors of those bills were some of the most powerful legislators in the state. People like the Speaker of the House, the Majority Leader of the Senate, and the Chairman of the Education Committees. School choice was no longer a novel concept. It was now mainstream in the policy arena. In 2013, the legislature passed tax credit scholarships to allow at-risk kids to attend the school of their choice, including private religious schools. It was vetoed by the governor, but it was a start. In 2015, the legislature passed tax credit scholarships again, along with a bill to create educational savings accounts for children with special needs. The governor vetoed the special needs bill, but allowed the tax credit bill to become law, believing he could kill it later in court and drive a stake through the heart of the school choice movement. So far, the victories in court have all been ours, and they've done nothing but fuel the movement. This year, we're back before the legislature to expand on the progress we've already made. Kids are benefiting, but we've just taken the first steps. There's a lot more to do. Next week, Wednesday, January 25th at noon on the Capitol steps, Montanans will join with attendees from more than 21,000 similar events across the nation who are gathering to celebrate National School Choice Week. Please plan to join us. Once again, that's next Wednesday at noon on the Capitol steps in Helena. Whether a child goes to public school or private school or homeschool, the goal should be to create a wide array of quality options so that each and every child can find their perfect educational fit. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.